One of the ways that propane, and which is called exceptional energy, one of the ways that it can be used is as a fuel for engines. And that's something that I think there's a growing interest in. And with me here to talk about that and what the Propane Education and Research Council is doing in this area is Brian Feehan. He's Managing Director of Engine Fuel Programs for PERC. And Brian, since we've touched on some of the areas or project areas that that you're involved in, whether it's with the F-150 project with Roush and Ford and others, looking back at the ag side of things, I know we've also talked about irrigation systems and engines that drive that. It seems like if you're working on those types of engines that we might be looking at some application in the use with even tractors or combines if it comes to that. Has there been discussion or work in that area?
There has been some discussion in that area, and that's becoming one of our focus points, is to look at how can we serve the agricultural community better and what are the specific products that the agricultural community would like to see in the market that run on propane, because it's not only an environmentally friendly fuel, but if you're looking at it from today's perspective, it's an economic fuel at the same time. Excuse me. And that is exactly some of the challenges that we face, but some of the opportunities that we see is as we develop new products, which is the challenge, the economic savings to the customers makes a significant difference. There's a federal tax credit right now that's in effect that provides 50 cents per gallon for every gallon of fuel that's used in a motorized application, both on-road, and the IRS has determined that is now applicable for off-road use as well. So our forklift customers are able to receive 50 cents on every gallon of fuel that they consume. Our on-road markets can also receive 50 cents on every gallon of fuel that they use. And so we'd like to be able to develop some products to allow the farm community, the agricultural communities, to take advantage of some of those credits as well.
So and when you talk about those credits or incentives, whatever you want to call it, that's directly cash back into the pocket of those users then?
That's exactly right. From the off-road perspective, the IRS has ruled that the 50 cents per gallon that you can claim back goes directly to the consumer in the off-road market. So it's money back into the pocket of the agricultural community.
So for companies like Ford with this F-150 project and others, what kind of acceptance or interest do you see on the part of major manufacturers like that?
Well, we have to work with our partners, obviously, and when we start to demonstrate and develop market opportunities and demonstrate the acceptance of the product into the marketplace, clearly it gets their attention. We are working with other partners to develop additional products, and that is something that we're going to continuously focus on.
So, looking to the future then, what do you see as being, in your area, the exciting or promising new projects that you hope to develop here over the next couple of years?
Again, product availability is our biggest challenge. So we've now developed the Bluebird School Bus, the Roush F-150, the GM 8.1 liter engine. And so we need to develop additional products that serve those markets, as well as develop additional products for the agricultural community. One of the approaches that we take at PERC as well is looking at developing technology that can serve multiple markets. So if we've developed the next generation of a forklift engine, is that engine applicable for ground service equipment? As we develop the next generation of GM 8.1 for on-road activities, is that applicable? Is that engine applicable for some of the off-road or agricultural markets or in the forklift market? So we really take a comprehensive approach to looking at our R&D, but we couple that R&D with the marketing and outreach communications program.
Yeah, I'd always like to make that connection that you can do the research, come up with a great product. How do you let people know about that and promote the information? And because that's just obviously got to be a key to bringing a good research project to the market and to make it successful.
We look at R&D with a fairly short-term focus. And when I say R&D, our R&D component always must have a commercialization component to it. So we do R&D. We know that engines can run on propane and they can run well on propane. The challenge is also helping those manufacturers take that product and introduce it into the marketplace. So I say commercialization. And we've actually developed within the Engine Fuel Advisory Committee a template, if you will, that we require our partners to follow. And there's two components to the template. One is about the technology. What type of technology, what levels of certification are you going to achieve, and what is the emissions, overall emissions of the product. The second component of that template is about commercialization. How are you going to service the product while it's in the marketplace? What type of warranties are you going to have? What type of marketing programs are you going to have? And, of course, PERC will support their partners on both of those components, but we want them to have a clear understanding that our R&D programs are designed to be commercialized and not necessarily just to be pure R&D.
Anything else about the area of the engine fuel programs that you'd think people ought to or might be interested in knowing that we didn't touch on at this point?
Well, I think it's a perfect opportunity to look at propane as a motor fuel. Yeah, as we look at not only the environmental benefits, but also the escalation in conventional fuel prices, where you have a significant operating advantage by running on propane from an economic perspective, it makes sense. Infrastructure availability is never a barrier to market entry for propane. The cost of infrastructure and the time to market for infrastructure is not a challenge for the propane industry because of the portability natures of the fuel that we all know about. We're able to put in propane infrastructure fairly rapidly, and that's usually done by working with your propane marketer in your region, and they all are very familiar with that. So the economics, infrastructure availability, the development of new products, and the distribution of existing products, we see some real opportunities to help the American public save some money.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Brian Feehan. He's Managing Director of the Engine Fuels Program for the Propane Education and Research Council. And from Propane Days, taking place here in Washington, D.C., I'm Chuck Zimmerman.